Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome, welcome. This is Dhwani here. I hope you're doing lovely today. So, let's tune into conscious relationships. Today, I would like to share with you something about the healing of the crown chakra, that is the Sahasrara chakra. And this would be the last episode of the chakra series. Finally, we arrive at the seventh chakra, the highest, the last one that reaches the Kundalini in this ascent, that is the crown chakra. It is located at the top of your head, just like a crown, and controls the top of the head, the nervous system and the brain. It is associated with the color purple or white. The Sahasrara is the chakra of liberation, knowledge, and bliss. It is not found in the physical body but above the head. And it is linked to the energy of the universe, to the connection with the divine, to the enlightenment. Whoever reaches this stage will have understood the mysteries of life, including birth and death. This chakra is represented by a lotus with 1,000 petals, a symbolic number that indicates infinity. Its energy will dissolve your ego in the whole and transform us in turn into energy. This chakra is similar to the peak of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, speaking to self-actualization and the highest, most authentic version of you. This is the space where we connect to the person we want to become, through which we can vibrate at a higher frequency. In this space, we honor people who embodied the divine version of themselves. Now ask yourself, when am I the best version of myself? How do I bring the best out of other people? Do I work from a connected state? Having a properly aligned and cleared crown chakra facilitates spiritual development and a lasting sense of contentment in our daily lives. Just as the root chakra grounds us by connecting us the life force energy of Mother Earth, we need the crown chakra to round us out by keeping us centered with universal energy of Source. The opening of the seventh chakra will give you wisdom, well-being, tranquility, and happiness. You will be patient, understanding, and compassionate. But what happens if the energy flow of the seventh chakra is blocked? When the flow is blocked, we will not be able to cultivate our spirituality. We will then feel apathetic, despondent, unwilling to live, depressed. If it is too open, then we will be attached to unimportant things, material goods and power, overwhelmed by ignorance and dissatisfaction, and we will always feel anxious, arrogant, impatient. Even on the physical plane, we will be affected and suffer from exhaustion, mental confusion, depression, apathy, to the point of ending up in even psychosis and schizophrenia. Other problems with this chakra can cause the need to dominate and manipulate others to get what you want. The fact of always wanting to be right, and bullying, putting people down, rigidity in the form of thinking, high ego, materialistic values, the difficulty in concentrating, the difficulty of thinking independently. Now, according to yogic philosophy, the crown chakra is the seat of our soul and our access to enlightenment. While you wouldn't necessarily become enlightened after practicing crown chakra healing, although don't rule it out, you will experience vastly more inner peace and clarity. You will also no longer feel so disconnected from the people around you, and instead that sense of isolation will be replaced with a feeling of belonging and interconnectedness with all of life, without any judgments. Instead of feeling bored or fed up with life, your perspective will be rejuvenated and you will be able to appreciate the beauty of existence once again. If you struggle with egotism and a rigid identity, you will find yourself feeling more light, fluid, and playful. You'll also be able to see the bigger picture of life and live more in the present moment. If you have struggled with contacting your higher self or soul in the past, you will now possess the ability to experience and live from that holy space. Overall, a sense of expansiveness and serenity will come to define your reality. While these big changes might sound exciting, please understand that crown chakra healing can take time. So don't expect the healing practices to be quick fixes, instant gratifications. The two most important tools you need to bring to this work include commitment and patience. Okay, so now let's move on to the healing practices. The first, I would say, would be meditate. Meditation means the recognition or discovery of one's true self, as said by Sri Chinmay. To many, the prevalence of meditation as a spiritual tool has become old and cliche, but there's a reason why meditation is so commonly recommended, because it works. And for crown chakra healing, it is perhaps the most important technique you can use to bring balance to this sacred energy center. There are countless meditation techniques out there, ranging from breathing techniques to mantras, still meditation, moving meditation, as well as colorful visualizations. You can always try and experiment which works for you the best. Next would be Stop believing your thoughts. I discovered that when I believed my thoughts, I suffered. But that when I didn't believe them, I didn't suffer. And that this is true for every human being. Freedom is as simple as that, as said by Byron Katie. Listening for the first time, stop believing your thoughts might appear strange and confusing. What? You might think, but I am my thoughts. So here lies a fundamental error in understanding. How can we be our thoughts if control them? You can discover this reality for yourself. Let's say sit somewhere quiet and turn your attention inwards. Start to notice all the thoughts that blast through your brain. Now, did you deliberately create these thoughts? Did you scheme, plan, or create any one of them intentionally? That at, you know, this so-and-so hour at this place, I'm going to think about this? No, right? Upon observation, you will realize that you don't create any of your thoughts. They just arise spontaneously from the vast abyss of your mind. The mind is very mysterious. Therefore, how can you be your thoughts? And furthermore, what is it that is observing these thoughts? The force that witnesses these thoughts is your fundamental essence. And we forget many times that we are the witnesser. Meditation is a powerful way to begin witnessing your thoughts and detaching from them. Another way to create a sense of spacious peace inside of yourself is to disbelieve your thoughts. This method is called self-inquiry, and involves asking of yourself the question, is that true? Place your hand on your heart and just feel that what I am thinking, is it the truth or just a perception that my mind has created? The next method is energy work. Any type of energy healing is a good way to improve the health of your crown chakra, like, you know, qigong, Falun Gong, Reiki, yoga, acupuncture, acupressure, massage, EFT, there are many others. The next would be educate yourself. Open your crown chakra by expanding your mind and stepping out of dead and limiting perspectives that do not serve you anymore. Read books, watch videos, and listen to podcasts, you know, on a range of topics to do with self-growth. Identify any areas of ignorance or prejudice that you might possess. This takes the courage to be honest with yourself and deepen your education in these areas. The wise philosopher Socrates once said, "The more I learn, the less I realize I know." In other words, the more you educate yourself, the more humility you develop about life and open-mindedness you have towards yourself and other people. The next method would be this mantra. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Simplify your surroundings. You don't need to be a minimalistic person, but you can aim to reduce the clutter in your life. An excess of belongings and mess has been proven to create mental and emotional distress. So go through your house, your wardrobes, your shelves. Create 3 piles of belongings: those you want to keep, those you want to donate, and those you want to throw away. So how to decide what you want to keep and what you want to throw away? There is a loving method to do this. Ask yourself, what kinds of memories are attached to that thing? Do they create a positive feeling on you or a negative one? Does this thing serve me anymore, or has it already served its role in my life? If it has, pay gratitude towards the thing for serving you till the time it did, and then just let it go. By cleaning and simplifying your surroundings, you're also creating the same kind of purification within. And this is valid not only for the things, but also for certain beliefs in your mind, even certain people in your life. Yes, everything around you, living and non-living. So this process of cleaning your external environment energetically frees up space within your mind, your heart, and greatly contributes to your crown chakra healing. When you create that space, there's an opportunity to welcome new things that actually match your vibration, match your frequency, and is actually going to serve you in your life, right? Towards more growth and abundance. Next is hum, or chant the sound Om. This sound Om matches the vibration of the crown chakra. You might also like to listen to binaural beats, you know, a form of music healing therapy, which helps to activate and clear all the chakras through alternating sound waves. It is very beneficial and it's very effective. You can find many on the internet. The next is explore plant medicine. Plants can be sacred teachers that give us direct experiences of the divine. Plant medicine is extremely powerful for opening the crown chakra as well as purging the rest of the energy field. Now, please note that plant medicine must be approached with utmost respect and with a properly prepared and balanced mind beforehand. One of the most uplifting and delightfully common chakra cleansing herbs out there for the crown chakra is lavender, which is one of my favorite. Lavender helps to soothe headaches, enhance psychological clarity, reduce anxiety and stress, calm the nervous system, improve sleep, and treat skin conditions such as psoriasis. Lavender is full of antioxidants, which help our bodies to lower damage caused by toxins and free radicals. In fact, lavender actually helps the body to produce antioxidants. Next practice would be to commit yourself to your own spiritual practice. No one can build a strong connection to spirit but you. One of the simplest ways of creating your own spiritual practice is by designating a small corner or even room of your house to your daily spiritual practice. You might like to, you know, create a personal altar in which you put meaningful objects such as candles, books, stones, pictures, incense, any deity, and so forth. You don't need to spend a lot of money to create this space. Simply take whatever you have already around the house that is significant to you and place it in this space. Spiritual practice is as diverse as human beings. Your spiritual practice will be completely unique to you. You know, for example, it might including meditation, practicing yoga or qigong, praying, doing rituals, reading and studying sacred books, singing, drawing tarot cards, volunteering, creating art, watching nature, practicing visualization, or even self-hypnosis. There are endless combinations. Just ensure that you do what feels authentic to you. There's no need to copy anyone. Create a daily ritual that nourishes your soul. The next practice would be the practice of prayer. Understanding the power of prayer. Prayer doesn't have to be religious. You can pray to whatever or whomever you believe in, whether that be your spirit guides, ancestors, God, Goddess, universe, life, spirit, soul. Prayer is very simple but also extremely beneficial. The gratitude we feel when we give thanks, which is simply one function of prayer, has been scientifically proven to have numerous health benefits. Prayer also creates an energetic bridge between your crown chakra and you. And the more you pray, the more your crown chakra is opened to the eternal. In a way, prayer can be perceived as the key that opens the door to higher consciousness. Next practice can be using crystals. Use crystals as energetic totems that will help you balance your crown chakra energy. Try meditating or carrying crystals such as selenite, danburite, cheroite, labradorite, amethyst, and neumite. Believe me, you may or may not believe in crystals and precious stones, but the one that suits you will really create a very soothing effect on your soul, on your energy. The next practice would be to be open to guidance. Look for synchronicity, look for signs, look for communication from spirit. Guidance is happening all around you all the time, but you just need to be open to it. Cynicism severs the connection between your mind, body, soul, and surroundings. So give the benefit of the doubt. Question your preconceived notions and, you know, conditionings, and be courageous enough to actively seek and pay attention to help when it comes to you. What negative beliefs are causing you to shut yourself off? Do you believe that you aren't worthy of assistance? Most cynicism stems from insecurity and a sense of worthlessness. So explore this sense of low self-worth and work to overcome it. Guidance can happen through, you know, various forms like dreams, strange coincidences, daydreams, repetitive numbers or symbols, intuitive gut feelings. And this list isn't exhaustive. Help is provided in a subtle and nuanced fashion as a way to help you strengthen your mindful awareness. So take each day as an opportunity to look out for the help that the universe is sharing with you, and don't shy away from asking help from the spirit world. The next practice would be authentic affirmations. Every day, infuse your mind with supportive and loving affirmations. Try to choose a statement that you sincerely resonate with. Like, you know, to give a few examples, I accept myself completely. I'm free of limiting beliefs. I'm connected. I'm at peace. I'm divinely supported. I honor the divine within me. I trust my intuition. I embrace letting go. I listen to the universe. The next practice would be to do a crown chakra visualization. Imagine a throbbing or swirling ball of luminescent violet light in your crown chakra area. Feel the ball of violet energy dissolving all blockages, sluggishness, or aggressive flows of energy within you. You might also like to try the violet flame meditation, which is a powerful way to enhance your spiritual awareness. You can search for it on the internet. Next practice would be using herbs. Use herbs such as holy basil, lotus, gotukhola, lavender. You can diffuse these herbs, burn them as incense, apply them topically, you know, in a diluted form, or even consume them. Next, very simple way is wearing violet or white. Wearing and surrounding yourself with this color violet or white is a wonderfully simple way to stimulate your crown chakra. The next practice would be through yogasanas. The yoga positions that help us rebalance the seventh chakra are those that stimulate the top of the head, like Ardha Padmasana or half lotus pose, Vikrasana or tree pose, Savasana or corpse pose, Salamba Sirsana or supported headstand, Nadi Shodhan Pranayam or alternate nostril breathing. The next method would be by Yoga Mudra. That is the mudra of a thousand petals. Holding this mudra high above your head can open the gateway to the crown chakra's domain of universal consciousness, divinity, and transcendence. Place the tips of your index fingers and thumbs together to touch, you know, forming a pyramid or a triangle shape in between. Allow the remaining fingers to extend upward, open them up, keeping them straight. Now raise this mudra to about 6 to 7 inches above the crown chakra of your head. It's a very simple mudra and you can do it at any time of the day, just while sitting idle like that, or anywhere you can do it. Okay, so the next practice would be by the method of foods that support balance of the crown chakra are fish, parsnips, water, mushrooms, garlic, ginger, onions, coconut, lychee, sage, lemongrass, white asparagus. We are done with the process of healing the crown chakra. Now let's move on to the transformation of the crown chakra, which is transforming the nirvanic body. This is one more journey that remains. That is the journey to non-being, non-existence. Existence is only half of the story. There's also non-existence. You know, light is, but on the other side there is darkness, right? So life is one part, but there is also death. Therefore, it is necessary also to know the remaining non-existence, the void, because the ultimate truth can only be known when both are known, existence and non-existence. Being is known in its entirety, and non-being is known in its entirety. Then the knowing is complete. Existence is known in entirety and non-existence is known in its entirety. Then we know the whole. Otherwise, our experience is incomplete, half. So there is an imperfection in Brahmagyan, which is that it has not been able to know the non-being. Therefore, the Brahmagyani denies that there is such a thing as non-existence and calls it an illusion. He says that it does not exist. He says that to be is the truth and not to be is a falsity. There simply is no such thing. So the question of knowing it, does not arise. Nirvana Kaya means the Shunya Kaya. Shunya means zero. The void from where we jump from the being into the non-being. In the cosmic body, something, yet remains unknown. That too has to be known. What it is not to be, what it is like to be completely erased. Therefore, the seventh plane, in a sense, is an ultimate death, nirvana, as I have mentioned in one of my earlier episodes, means the extinction of the flame. That which was I is extinct. That which was am is extinct. But now we have again come into being by being one with the all. Now we are the Brahman, the universe, and this too will have to be left. He who is ready to take the last jump knows the existence and also the non-existence. So, these are the seven bodies and the seven chakras, and within them lie all the means as well as the barriers. There are no barriers outside, actually. Therefore, there is not much reason to inquire outside. As you penetrate within yourself, you will find the two sides of each chakra. As I mentioned earlier, one is given to you by nature and one you have to discover. Like, you know, anger is given to you. It's your primary or, you know, instinctive nature. But forgiveness you have to find. Like, sex is given to you. But brahmacharya you have to develop. Dreams you have. But vision has to evolve. So your search for the opposite will continue up to the fourth chakra. But from the fifth, will start your search for the indivisible, for the non-dual. Duality is only till the fourth chakra. So try to continue your search for that which is different from what has come to you in the fifth body. When you attain bliss, try to find out what there is beyond bliss. On the sixth plane, you attain the Brahman, but keep inquiring, what is there beyond the Brahman? Then one day you will step into the seventh body, where being and non-being, light and darkness, life and death occur together. That is the attainment of the ultimate, and there are no means of communicating this state. It is just to be experienced. All barriers are within us, and they are useful because these very obstacles, when transformed, become our means to go ahead, to grow, to evolve. Believe me, it is not an easy journey, but I would just say one thing, that do not fight. Instead, try your utmost to understand. See, every rock on the path can be a barrier as well as a medium. It depends entirely on what you do with it, right? One thing is certain, do not fight with a rock, because then you will only break your head and the rock will not be helpful. If you fight with the rock will bar your way. Because wherever we fight, we stop. We have to stop near the person or thing we fight with. We cannot possibly fight from a distance. For example, if we, the rock, you know, many people turn the rock into a deity, you might have seen in Indian temples, right? So that is transformed, that rock is transformed into their faith, which in turn is their inspiration towards something better in their life, right? So Any obstacle which we transform into our inspiration will always lead to the path ahead. You know, that is why if someone fights sex, he has to be involved with sex just as much as another who indulges in it. In fact, many times he's closer to sex because the one who indulges in it can get out of it someday, can transcend it because he has already experienced it. But the one who fights cannot get out of it. He keeps going round and round and round. See, if you fight anger, you will become angry yourself. Your whole personality will be filled with anger and each fiber of your body will vibrate with it. You will emanate anger all around you. The mind projects dreams at night and thoughts in the day, and it becomes completely filled with these thoughts, right? Then a thing which is not at all fascinating becomes bewitching. So the seeker has to beware of the tendency to fight. We should try our utmost to understand, and by trying to understand is meant understanding that which is given to us by nature. Through that which has been given to you, you will attain that which is yet to be attained, as said by Osho. This is the starting point. If you run away from that which is the very beginning, it is impossible to reach the goal. All of existence is there for the purpose of understanding. Learn from everybody, hear everyone, finally understand your own self within. Let us do a simple meditation practice. Come to an easy seat anywhere you feel comfortable, keeping your spine straight and tall. Relax your shoulders. Close your eyes. Allow your palms to face up while resting on your knees, in order to receive the energy you are connecting to. Now stay like this for 10 full, deep, long breaths. Air breathing in and air breathing out. Air breathing in and air breathing out. Begin by focusing on the lowest chakra at the base on your spine. Now breathe into and out of the energy there, and then move slowly into the Svadhisthana chakra, observing the creative sexual energy that comes from there. After this, move the energy into the Manipura chakra. Once you do this, move the energy into the Anahata, then the Vishuddha chakra, where you can feel your heart expand. Gradually lift this energy into the third eye center, or the Ajna chakra. Finally, bring all this energy to the top of your head. And repeat the mantra Om for a few minutes. Ensure you do this at a pace that feels comfortable to you. Focus and absorb the words that you hear now. You can pause the video if you want to and take a minute for yourself, and you can continue again. Air breathing in and air breathing out. I am part of the divine. I seek to understand and learn from my life experiences. I am connected and listen to the wisdom of the universe. I am one with the universe. I cannot detach from it as it cannot detach from me. I cherish my spirit. I am open to divine wisdom. I live in the present moment. My life moves with grace. Well, that was all for now. So stay tuned till my next episode. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in your beautiful journey of life. And please share this episode so that more and more people can benefit. And click the subscribe button and especially the bell icon for my YouTube viewers, so that you get notified every time I upload a new episode. And you're more than welcome to join our Facebook group, Conscious Relationships, or follow me on Instagram, conscious.relationships. The link is in the description box below or in the About section. Okay, so I'll leave you with that. Thank you so much for listening. And have a good time. Bye-bye.